today is a little bit warmer down here, so I think a few of the guys are going to go down to the beach. We can get out for an hour, as long as we're social distancing and obviously got the mask. So it's just a good to get out of the hotel, you know, confinements. I mean, it's now that we can get regular and get the ball in the hands and put a program in place and have a chance to do some extra work with a couple of guys. And, you know, that's the biggest thing in basketball. If you don't touch a basketball for 5 days, it's noticeable. It's, you know, it's like a musician at a pianist or opera. They don't practice, they sound out of tune. And it's the same with basketball. If you don't have the regular touch and shooting and ball handling, you get out of tune. And that's certainly showed up last weekend. I thought our defense was pretty good on the weekend. Now our execution wasn't that good. We created a lot of turnovers, but we didn't turn those turnovers into points. And that's when you get a really good defensive team, that's what you got to do. You got to get the ball and hurt other teams with it. And I thought we let Melbourne United off the hook with those things. And, you know, a couple of strategic things that we got to look for this weekend. We did that last game. We got him out quickly in the first quarter. So I think he played less minutes than the week before. And look, we had, with the umpires always converting to the TV replay now, it gives players additional rest. And I think in the last quarter, there was 5 timeouts. So there was a lot of breaks in that last period of time. But it's the flow of the game. You know, if we've got another perimeter guy going with Clint or Blanchfield or Luke, you know, we can afford to take a few more minutes and give that into Bryce. And that's where we need the other guys to really step up so we can do that with Bryce. Look, they've thrown everything to Bryce in the past. So, you know, he's smart enough and, you know, he makes adjustments real quick. And it's same as last year's grand final and even game 3 against Cairns, that Cairns were double teaming him and he turns in and I think he finished up with 12 assists. That's the great thing about Bryce. He's a team man first. And that's the, you know, why we're successful. He plays that unselfishness throughout the game. Bryce is the guy that can quickly move on to the next thing, and that's getting the win for the team and playing his part in the team. And that's the beauty, and that's why he's such a great teammate and a great player. We just got to have guys helping him out, and that's you know, Bryce is just a special player. His ability to put the team on his back and go is, you know, he's been doing that for 4 years. And now we just got to get the guys in the right spot and taking advantage of that. And, you know, we've got a couple of new guys that are not used to that. And it takes a little bit of time to get in the right spots and be ready for that. So, you know, Bryce is the ultimate competitor. He wants to win every single game. If that's, you know, cards or hide and seek or playing golf or doing anything, he certainly wants to win. And that's what the competitors do. You're going to get, especially when the young kids come through, you're going to get a little bit of inconsistency. And it's going to be flashes of brilliance and then not so much. And that's typical of young guys coming through to do that. But look, we have faith and confidence in him. He's got to build the confidence himself and know that the team is trusting him. And it's a process that you got to go through. And once he gets more minutes, he gets comfortable out there and builds his own confidence. I think you're going to see the true colors of him. But, you know, we're invested for a long time. And look, if he's not the right guy to start, we won't start him in that day. But, you know, he's certainly on the road to be where he needs to be. You know, he's really good in the open court. He's got athleticism. You know, he's not a stand on the 3-point line and shoot kind of player. So, or not yet. So that's, we just got to put him in some areas that it's his strength. And he's also, you know, got to bring that energy on the defensive end, which he has been doing this week of practice. I love how we responded on Sunday. And that was always a concern from last week, what we went through and the response that we got. Now it's growing the team. And you're right, before we pretty much had experienced guys, you know, vets in Damo, in Nick Kay and Miles, in Tarico. They were seasoned veterans, all of them. And now we've got some young, really young guys and not seasoned. So it's about growing as a team. That excites me. You know, and what I seen on Sunday really excites me. So we're certainly making strides forward, and hopefully we can do it again this weekend. Nick says, you know, he wants to spend the whole season, and it depends. They can go to May, can go to June, the season, but he wants to have that experience, and, you know, we support him wholeheartedly. If he wants to come back, we'll welcome him back open arms, but, you know, we'll support him over Europe while he's there.